Hey, music fans!
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
Hi, Kirsten, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Kia ora, talofa, lava, malolele.
We've got a beautiful instrument, the beautiful sing-songy tone of the
tambourine.
The tambourine this morning.
I got to say, my dad's a rad player. I should have brought his tambourine. He said the same one for like 30 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because my family used to sing. Actually, it's a lot longer than 30 years.
They have a family band.
Oh, we sure did.
Yeah.
And Dad played the tambourine, and he just, you know, this started in the 70s, and he rocked it. So what a weird instrument. As I said last week, one of the top players, Stevie Nicks. You know, you don't think of her as a player. And this is awesome. The patron saint of tambourine players is Tracy Partridge, the little chick in the Partridge family.
Yeah.
Obviously, some people grew up not looking at Shirley Jones or David Cassidy or the rest of the part, Danny Bonaducci, and going, oh, look at Tracy just jamming. So it's kind of, you know, like on the side.
Do you think maybe your dad thought that?
No, because she would have been a kid and he would have been a daddy. That would have been inappropriate.
But he chose the tambourine.
You're right. Well, I think it's because everyone else in the family was really musical.
I'm saying, don't look at me like that.
Musical appreciation.
I'm saying it's really bold. I'm saying that if there was the Partridge family were rocking their family band, a lot of family bands back in the day, of course, Osmond's Partridge family.
That's right.
And then for your dad to say, well, I'll drop that, I'll play that tambourine.
Yeah.
I think it's really bold.
And it's one of the big round ones. Oh. So for those of you who do not know, it's a wooden ring.
Hoop. There it is.
You're right. It's a thicker hoop.
So what about the ones that are crescents? Are they still theoretically tambourine?
Yeah, it's the same size. That someone sort of thought it was a cool thing to sort of build that handle in, you know, so you could hold it.
Just really get down.
Have that good handle. Now, some of them have a skin over the top, like a drum head, and some don't.
That's how you beat the tambourine.
That's right. You can beat it. So, you know, you can hit it like with, you know, your open hand. You can shake it.
Yeah, shimmy it.
Because it's got metal jingles, pairs of metal jingles. And even apparently drummers can just put it on a mount so they have it in their whole kit.
Our drummer's got some, Bushwick drummer's got a little, this weird little tambo, little un petit tambourine.
Un petit?
But somehow mounted so they can just whack it in the middle.
So this here, do you reckon this is on a drum stand? Or is this just free-handed?
I reckon this is free-handed by some really hot chick in the band. Come on. This is it's often the hot chick gets the tambourine. But you can hear it. It's really high.
You can hear they're playing it in real time as well.
I'm wondering if the drummer's playing it.
But then it sounds like you're getting that ricochet.
Yeah, because, you know, you
can't. That's why it's hard to play. That's why it's quite hard to play, because you'd think it'd just be boop, 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 but it's not. That's rubber boop, 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 sort of thing.
Yeah, and as you wave it, you know, you want it to hit on the beat.
I wish you could all see the hand movements we're doing right now.
Yeah. So this is, you know, this is your classic sort of Motown funk sound. And so there's one dude that played tambourine for them named Jack Ashford that's considered a tambourine god. And he played in all the Motown.
Full Tambo.
Jack Tambo Ashford. Really ancient instrument. Back to Egypt. It's an Egyptian.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it's used in folk music, Turkish, Greek, Persian. And hippies, let's just say our folk music, right? You know, it's probably still weekends in Nelson or, you know, places around Aotearoa, New Plymouth. You get some tambourine jam in there.
There are legit drum circles on Waiheke. I'm sure they have them.
You know, there's probably more tambourines on Waiheke per capita.
I think you might be right.
There's some good tambourines on the barrier.
But it's interesting that you said it's hard. It's one of those instruments that's easy and hard. So, you know, you can pick it up, you're a kid, or you don't play music, or you can get really good at it if you want. You can sort of
try and see somebody recording a tambourine track in the studio. They're focused. They're not just swinging around like the Partridge family.
It would be, hard to get precision. And then, here's the genres that's really popular. Motown, right? So this sort of stuff. Samba, so you're sort of, you know,
Latin.
and gospel.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Because make a joyous noise.
Because I often think of gospel as more subdued, but no, you get your happy stuff. And again, it's something that the choir, you don't have to be like a trained instrumentalist.
You're raising your hands up to the Lord. It helps if you've got jingles in them.
That's right. Praise jingles. Wait, no.
How many jingles per tambourine? Is there any sort of limit? Is there a standard? Is there a standardized tambourine?
For ones, but they come in pairs. So that's how you get the jingle, right? Because it's always the two. And they didn't say that they had threes.
So you go to a $2 shop and you get one that will come in threes or something? You know, they're just one fundamental flaw, and that's what I do.
Yeah. Now, here's a weird fun fact that both Mozart and Tchaikovsky sort of scored them into various orchestral pieces. Hello, I'm playing tambourine in this song.
Why would you leave it out, though? It's a beautiful sound.
It kind of fattens up your percussion, right? So you have your bass and stuff. And
it sort of sounds like you're maybe carrying a box of knives and forks around and you just sort of trip up on something.
You're right.
Yeah, you shut the cutlery
drawer.
Those
of you at home who do not have your own tambourine.
Yeah, smash that cutlery drawer closed.
We suggest the cutlery drawer.
Tambourine is not the hardest percussion instrument, says a texter, but is the easiest one to get wrong.
Oh. So, well, the good thing is you can play it while you're singing, right? You know, there's some, obviously.
Yeah, well, can you, though? You can. This is the thing.
And so Jim Morrison, Freddie Mercury, Robert Plant, Steven Tyler, that is lead singer people, you know, sort of can do it while they're performing. And then, here's another weird thing, songs about the tambourine. Prince has one, Beck has one, Bob Dylan, Tambourine Man. The Lemon Pipers one, Green Tambourine.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
Which I think
yeah.
we played on the show for another reason.
Yeah, so it's like, we want to write songs about it.
There you go, here's a...
Now, this is a song you've all probably heard many times but didn't know what it was, right?
It's the sample, yeah?
Yeah. So this is Lynn Collins. I didn't even know her name. Song called Think, but it's produced by James Brown. And it's one of the top three sort of most sampled songs ever. And you'll recognize some of the hooks and loops in it. But it's got this tambourine. And there's going to be a break, tambourine break. That's one of the sampled parts.
They break it down for the tambo.
That's right. Tambourine jam. Hope you all are making your stink face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It takes two to make a thing go right. Come on. It takes two to make it out of sight.
Yeah. All right. That tambourine doesn't stop there. Everyone hits the beat. The tambourine just...
And it's so precise. I can't... You know, I've played it. How do you keep it so...
Because it does have that sort of comeback, you know?
Yeah,
because
it can sort of randomly swing.
I guess
back
it's the same with the wobble board.
So this is a 1972. And apparently there's... Oh, there you go. Apparently so there's five segments of it that get sampled a lot. It takes two, you'll recognize
the,
that.
Yeah! That's a big one.
You're
yeah.
right, that's,
yeah.
number, that's another one.
I think that maybe 2 days ago I was talking about how much I like a song with a woo, yeah! And it, you know?
That is very you.
Oh, stop it. Oh, yeah! But it doesn't do it.
It just maintains.
It's like a train. You know, it hasn't done that. Like, it doesn't stop and do a double shake or anything. Just... Which is yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do.
James Brown producing this thing. Let's give the tambourine.
Tell you what, that James Brown, he's done a couple of good songs.
He's pretty good, isn't he? I think he knows what he's doing.
You can hear the wrist getting a bit tired there. Come on.
Well, because you would have to keep it from not moving.
Yeah.
That would be the strain, is to not move your wrist. Well, unless you were doing something.
I've seen people try and get too funky with the tambourine and they start slapping it on their leg and stuff and just breaks.
Oh.
Seriously? It's a really discouraging look. It's like, you know, if you're watching someone, they go, yeah. Doing that shimmy old.
Well, that's
that
right. You do that.
Like that and just
hand and then hip. Hand and then hip tambourine. Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So
and
then, but
if it breaks,
dancing.
It's not just one circle. You break the circle of the tambourine and the double, the jingle jingles around the side. Jingles fall off. You might as well just throw in a tray of glasses in the air.
Well, I've lost my jingles.
Well, that's what. But that's why it can be quite sexy if you do it like on the hip and you put your hip.
Listen, this is a sexy one. This one here. Listen.
Okay, so this is your chick in the band playing it. Nico Case, playing the tambourine, and she doesn't do it for me, but she does it for a lot of people.
Not me neither.
She's a muse.
I'm your mirror.
Playing the tambourine. So this is a Velvet Underground, and Nico Case is in it, and so she, you know, I'll give the chick the tambourine. You know,
there's a bit of messy standards over there.
I thought she was charming.
Yeah, Nico. No, she's a mononym.
Oh, no, you're right. Yes.
Both amazing.
Sorry, I'm confusing them. Oh, my God.
Shit, I wish Nico Case was in the Velvet Underground.
Let me stand. You're right. I'm confusing them.
Nico and Nico apparently used to live with John Cooper Clark, who's coming in April.
Oh.
But this was in a period of their lives where they were both putting far too much shit in their arms.
I think she always had those periods.
Yeah.
Oh, and I found the most amazing, I think it's a Tumblr account. It's miserable tambourine players in art history. Apparently there's heaps of like old Renaissance paintings of like really sort of sad looking sort of gypsy women, sort of wistful, holding it down.
Just been banging that tambourine all day long.
I guess
to no avail.
Sort of, maybe because they were a little too sexy, they sort of had too much fun, and now they're sort of used and tossed aside.
And now
sort
the
of
consequences
ladies.
Have come down.
Yeah, so have a look.
Trying to keep the party going by shaking the tambourine. Come on, everyone.
Miserable tambourine players in art history.
That's amazing.
There's a lot of miserable things in art history.
Actually, this tambourine's pretty miserable too. It's just
this tambourine's nodding off, I think.
Now, I've just been informed that Traveling Tunes has its own Spotify, and so you can listen to all the songs from this year's history.
Yeah,
this year's history.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah.
Grouped together in order by instrument, and
you get an extra.
Otherwise, it will make zero sense. Yeah. Like, you'll be like, wait, what?
Great party playlist if you just put it on shuffle.
People go, you're in Surly Wide. Yes, and apparently, so we usually play three tracks on the show. There's a bonus fourth.
Oh,
lucky.
What's God. The bonus fourth for today that you're going to add?
I don't know.
Yes,
what do you reckon?
I don't know.
We talked a lot about the Partridge Family. Do you reckon we should check that out?
When I think of tambourine, I think of Ian Astbury at the culture, that, you know, during the electric.
That's true.
So, so many wonderful possibilities. Now, the top tambourine players, I just wanted, because I thought it was interesting. One was a kids YouTuber, gospel preacher lady.
What?
The Motown God I mentioned, Tracy Partridge I mentioned, and this guy called Joel Guyon from the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Oh, someone's texted in that, actually.
Yeah, so it's like, but just the diversity of the top players, you know, you probably couldn't even get them in the same room to play because it's a very diverse.
I know the Brian Jonestown Massacre have had issues. They're a very temperamental band.
Tambourine issues.
I imagine when you are known around the world as being the best tambourine player.
I know.
You might sometimes, you know, you may find yourself feeling a little above the rest of your bandmates.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
you might be sort of being like, I don't know, but I'm actually the best at my instruments, you guys. So maybe you want to pick your game up.
The room with the ensuite, you know, when you're on tour, the extra fries.
Who's the tambourine player? Will go on when he's ready. That sort of thing, you know.
Yeah. The Tambourine Man. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Play a song for me. Yeah. Sounds pretty much like the last song you played, but yeah, cheers.
If you would like to
what song would the Tambourine Man play for you? He plays tambourine.
But
jingles.
But maybe, you know, the preaching and tambourine combo. I've got to listen to some of that.
Okay.
If you would like to subscribe to Dr. Zemke's playlist, if you search 95BFM Travelling Tunes on Spotify and whack on a follow, you will get it updated each week.
Spotify, those four tracks.
Thank you very much, Doc.
Whack on a follow.
Strap on a like. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much,
okay,
Kirsten Zemke, Travelling Tunes. Woo!
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday. BFM.